Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is October 10th, 2019. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize that, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time, to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency cell phone number, text me first, 316-619-4886. You can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all this at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Remember, we are a national satellite radio program with simulcast live on the net, internationally. It's live on YouTube, some FM station. Pray about supporting airtime. Let's thank our listener base worldwide in places like Mbata, Gaza, Egypt, Vienna, Australia, Toronto, Canada, Beijing, China, and of course cities in the good old United States such as Nashville, Tennessee, Chandler, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, Tampa, Florida, and Wichita, Kansas. You're back on top, being the largest group of listeners, at least when they go to our podcast later tonight. Right now, I'm on live radio, and I can't tell you how many people's listening, but I would guess a lot. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Now prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's great program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I really pray that even tonight goes according to your will and not our will, Father, and give everyone ears out there in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, bless this program tonight and your son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Okay, folks, well, our guest tonight will be on at the second half of the program. He could not do a full hour, so I asked him to be on in the second half hour. That will be Brigadier General Robert Spalding, the United States Air Force retired. He's got a great book. We're going to talk to him about it and about a real threat, so you need to hear it. But right now, we're going to talk about a few things, but I noticed somebody texted me earlier, wanted to know about the Days of Elijah song, you know, the one we used to lead in and lead out and all that thing. Well, I never did it on this radio program, but I thought I would take a chance and I would just play that song for you. So if you play it now, you'll hear it in its entirety. Yeah, folks, they're just cheering along there. I'm hoping that, anyway, that was recorded live in Jerusalem by Paul Werber. And that was at the first Jubilee celebrated in Israel more than 2,000 years. Jerusalem rises was one of the most compelling and significant worship events of the millennium. Featuring world-renowned worship leader Paul Werber, along with pilgrims from nearly 100 countries, assembled for what the Feast of Tabernacles celebration. Jerusalem Rise is the name of the album. It was did in 1999, and to usher, just before the year 2000 came in. So Jerusalem Arise. Get the album, folks. It's really good. And that's what we used to lead in and lead out. And it was the thing that sold me on Messianic music. What do you think about that? Anyway, folks, speaking of the Feast of Tabernacles, this ministry, we are trying to go. It will be really good for this ministry to be able to go because there's going to be people that are like-minded that believe like we do. It's the biggest celebration in the United States. In Chandler, Oklahoma is where it's going to be. And it's a Lion of Lamb that's putting it on. And I think they still have some things going on. I mean, no, not things going on. I think they still have some places open. So you should check it out. Now then, pray about supporting it. Now, I'm going to ask you this right off the bat. I mean, we're still short to be able to go. That's why I say I'm praying that we're going to go. We've got to leave Sunday. But any kind of donation ongoing, even if we're there, will help. Because we're going to go on just practically nothing. I started to say on popsicle sticks, but you know how that goes. Anyway, so pray about supporting us by helping us with this trip for the feast. Why does it help the Mission Church, you might ask? Well, the reason it helps the Mission Church is because of the fact that like-minded people will be there, we'll be introduced to them. I got people that already donate to our ministry that'll be there, so we'll be introduced to other like-minded people, so we should be able to gain other support for the Wichita Mission Church and for radio. Speaking of which, make sure that you donate to radio. We really do need your help. Now then, as the Feast of Tabernacles is coming up again, it starts at dark this week on the 13th at dark, which means that will be Sunday night at dark or the first day of the week at dark, whichever way that you look at your calendar. Let me go with this just a second, folks. All right. Anyway, so why should you celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles? I really strongly suggest you go over and listen to the program and archives that my wife and I did earlier today. It celebrates Yeshua's birthday, but it also celebrates his second coming and the millennial reign. Now, do others do it? Oh, yeah, not only here in America, but listen to this. Over 5,000 Christians right now are headed to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this was an article that was put out by Breaking Christian News, and it goes on like this. It says, all who survive of the nations that come up against Jerusalem shall make a pilgrimage every year to bow low to the King, the Lord of Hosts, and to observe the Feast of Feast of Tabernacles. That's Zechariah 14:16, and that's how I read it to you was out of the Israeli Bible. But for the record, go over and listen to the program my wife and I did and tell you all about it. But listen, this goes on. I'll read it to you. Over the coming week, more than 5,000 Christians from nearly 100 nations will be arriving in Jerusalem to take part in the 40th annual Feast of Tabernacles celebration sponsored by the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem. The week-long festivals will take place from the 13th to the 18th of October and will once again constitute the largest Christian gathering in Israel this year and largest solidarity mission to Israel of 2019. Over the past 40 years, we have witnessed thousands of Christians from the nations near and far coming to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles each year and every year in good times as well as difficult times, said ICE President Dr. Jordan Bueller, ICE J, that's International Christian Embassy Jerusalem, With the record of sustained success, it seems clear that the ancient tradition of Gentiles joining the Jewish people in Jerusalem for Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles, has been revived in modern times. We are truly excited about welcoming this year's colorful groups of the Feast of Pilgrims from all over the world. Now, the Feast of the Tabernacles is the Feast of Yahweh. It is something for all the nations. It represents the end time gathering when we'll go up to worship Yeshua. And those of us that are with him, we'll go over and listen to that program. You'll be able to know what's going to happen. But to the point, we'll be with Yeshua in Jerusalem, and the nations will come up every year to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. It's the only feast that's left undone that in the last great day. The 40th annual feast gathering will kick off Sunday evening, October 13th, with an outdoor meal and concert at the En Gedi Oasis along the shores of the Dead Sea. The festival then moves up to Jerusalem for the rest of the world, week of Sukkot Tabernacles, with most events being held at the Jerusalem Pius Arena. You can find this article at my pastor's page. But other highlights include the popular Jerusalem march through the streets of the capital on Thursday afternoon, and the traditional Israeli guest night that same evening, and concluding prayer vigil at the historic Tower of David inside the walled Old City. That's something to see. Now, there's going to be an event that you can watch live, and I'll point to that in a minute. The most popular ever event for Christian visitors to Israel is this feast. So over the last four decades, Christian celebration of Tabernacles, Sukkot, has brought together literally millions of Christian and Jews during the unique biblical festival of thankfulness and joy. This is a season of our joy. Scores of feast pilgrims from every corner of the globe have greatly enriched by dynamic worship experience and their direct encounters with the people of the land of Israel. Remember that song that you heard? Paul Wilbur did that at a Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem. Cool. This year's feast will have a special presentation reaching a milestone of assisting over 150,000 Jews making Aliyah to Israel since its founding in 1980. Now, this Aliyah talks about Jews coming from other countries back to Israel. The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem was established during the very first Christian celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles in September 1980, at a time when at least the last 13 embassies had just left Jerusalem for Tel Aviv. In response, over 1,000 Christians from 32 nations attending that first feast gathering decided to open the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem as an act of solidarity with the 3,000-year-old Jewish attachment to this city. The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem has since grown to the world's largest Christian Zionist ministry with branch offices in over 90 nations that reach to over more than 170 nations worldwide. So, amen. But, you should be keeping the Feast of Tabernacles if you're not doing it. Now, you know, at the end of the program, how we always say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Here's another little thing that's going to be going on. And this you can participate in because you can watch it live, I'm pretty sure. Praying for the peace of Jerusalem with millions of Christians worldwide. Pray, and here's the scripture that says it. Pray for the well-being of Jerusalem. May those who love you be at peace. That's Psalms 122:6. Now, on Sunday, October 6th at 4 p.m. Israeli time, Christian prayer for the peace of Jerusalem will be offered live from the promenade in Jerusalem. Over 500,000 church groups across the world are expected to participate from their home locations, with millions more will watch the live broadcast. In the early 1990s, Robert Stearns, founder and executive director of the international Christian organization Eagle Wings, had a transforming awakening at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. What he experienced that day while volunteering for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem changed his life and the lives of millions of Christian Zionists across the world. He says, I remember going down to the Western Wall and seeing the depth and beauty of the prayer there, thinking to myself, Now, who are these people, Stearns told Breaking Israel News? These people are praying to the same God that I pray to. I pray these same scriptures. And so at that moment, I realized my relationship with the Jewish people was different than my relationship with other people in my group. Because the Jewish people were my root system, I had received from them all the Bible stories that inspired me, all the prophetic scriptures that encouraged me, the book of Psalms. I received from them the framework for my faith. That was pivotal. That was a pivotal, life-changing moment for me. Now, he goes on, and he's going to do this event. And like I say, I sent this article over there, and from this article, you should be able to glean how to listen to it live. I will find out how to, I will put the actual live event link on the pastor's page after radio tonight. So if you folks are rushing over there right now, it's not going to be there for another couple of hours. So probably about 9 p.m. Central, it'll be over there, but not until then, because we are doing live radio. So you can participate. And this is, but this also explains why we always pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because it is praying for Yeshua's return. Now, today, I'm going to talk just a little bit about the Wichita Mission Church, because in the second half of this program, we're going to talk to a book author, and we're not going to talk about the Wichita Mission Church then. So right now, we do need your help. You know, something a lot of people don't understand is that the Wichita Mission Church and radio are tied together hand in hand. One doesn't really work without the other. I mean, you know, people that support radio support the Wichita Mission and vice versa. That's how people find out about us and what we're doing, mostly. Now, radio is not where all of our support comes, clearly, but a lot of it does come from. And so they're tied together at the hip. So by supporting radio, you also support the Wichita Mission Church. And we really do need your help. We came out of a really bad summer, and, man, we had things like my wife's car blown up. It took us $2,000 we had to scrape together to fix that. And now we're wanting to go follow up on this invite to go to the Feast of Tabernacles. It will be incredibly good for the Mission Church, because not only will we finally get a rest, but we'll be around like-minded people with people that will introduce us to other like-minded people, and we'll talk about the ministry, the Wichita Mission Church, and we'll talk about the radio ministry with like-minded people that believe like we do. You understand? That's easier to get support from them than it is to get support from, you know, people that don't believe like us. That just stands to reason, doesn't it? Well, right now, we're about $500 short of being able to make this trip come Sunday, the first day of the week. So pray about supporting it. And even after we're gone, you know, if we no longer need it for the trip, we'll just apply it to the Mission Church. But pray about it. Well, if you don't want to help with the trip, just, you know, we do need your help for the Wichita Mission Church. Support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us. Men, women, and children from all walks of life that had a bad break come to us for help. The Mission Church is like a home church with a building. We don't get any help from any organized churches or government agencies. It's only folks like you, and mainly the poor, that support us, that we're now in our 20th year, that make the Mission Church work. Isn't that amazing? There's some people out there listening to this radio program that could write a check and take care of our whole year's worth of, budget. We don't have a budget. Isn't that funny? Because, you know, it's crazy. We don't even have a budget. We never know what we're going to have today, tomorrow, next week. So remember, all donations, no matter what size, help. And the Father notices all donations that come from the heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order. And you can call and give a donation over the phone. And you can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And, folks, we're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back, we'll have the general on with us. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, I think it is.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Father, thy word is true. gift of love from you, the faith you chose to see your children through. So take me by the hand, walk me through this land. The Holy Spirit leads me closer to you. Today you wash my sins away through thy tears. I put my trust in you, and you call me friend. Your grace is sufficient for my life. It feels like every need. I know your love for me will always be.
Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul informs us that as believers we are not under the law but under grace. In the very next sentence he asks the question, what then, shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? Answering his own question, stating, God forbid, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness? We see here that believers must not yield themselves to the practice of sin. It will result in death. No, Jesus did not die in order that we might continue in the practice of sin. In the past, those who chose to practice sin died without mercy under two or three witnesses. We are cautioned of even worse punishment for believers who choose to sin willfully, counting the blood of the covenant an unholy thing and doing despite unto the Spirit of grace. Yes, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield yourselves members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Paul explains, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, hang on, folks. We've got a really good program for the rest of the program today. Not that the first half was any good. Today, we're going to talk about, you know, we're in a trade war. We're trying it right. But, you know, the threat of China goes much, much further. Today, now, we're going to talk with Brigadier General Robert Spalding, United States Air Force retired after more than 25 years of service. Of course, we thank him for his service. He's a former China strategist for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and a joint staff at the Pentagon, as well as a senior defense official and defense attaché to China. He earned his doctorate in economics and mathematics from the University of Missouri and is fluent in Mandarin. He has written a book now, which we're going to talk about, Stealth War, How China Took Over America While the Elite Slept. Are you with us, Robert?
I am. Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, my producer tells me that we had a little problem with the time communication. I apologize for that. I really do. But I'm glad that you're here with us tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Glad to be here.
Right. You know, people, we're talking about how, you know, we're in a trade war with China, and a lot of people play that down. But, you know, China is a much greater threat than that. And I'm sure your new book, I haven't read it yet, but I'm sure your book explains that. Take us into this book and let us know what's going on with China.
Well, so I think the recent experience with the NBA, where the general manager of the Houston Rockets essentially called for supporting the protesters, the freedom protesters in Hong Kong, and then was censured by the NBA, and because of the backlash from the Chinese Communist Party, essentially gives you an idea of what the book's about. And it's really about, you know, how you don't need an army anymore to force a nation to capitulate and essentially abandon their freedoms. What you can do with globalization, the internet is used. The influence of money in the large market of China to essentially coerce the corporations, the investment banks in Wall Street, the politicians, the academic leaders of our country to go along with suppression of our freedoms. And so that's what the book's about. It's really about highlighting, you know, my work. It's a summarization, essentially, of the last 6 years of focusing on what was happening to our country with this close personal relationship with the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, right. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Bill Clinton is basically responsible for bringing us in, giving more trust, I would say, to China than we should. Is that fair to say that?
Well, so, yes, we did allow China to enter the WTO under the Clinton administration in 2001. And after, between 2001 and 2017, after China entered the WTO, we lost over 70,000 factories and 3 million manufacturing jobs. When you add import jobs for that, it's a total of over 13 million jobs lost in the country, so much industrial capacity that today our frontline fighter, the F-35, the circuit boards for that are manufactured by Chinese companies. And so we gave up the ability to build the things that protect ourselves, but more importantly, we allow the Chinese Communist Party to get their hooks into essentially all of corporate America to the point where they're now forcing corporations to force their employees, and I talk about this in the book, to fire their employees if they go against the needs or the wants of the Chinese Communist Party. So in the book, I talk about Roy Jones, who was an employee of the Marriott Corporation, who essentially was fired because, you know, he liked to tweet about Tibet. Of course, the Chinese mm-hmm. Communist Party found out about it and got the Marriott Corporation to fire him. So not only have we destroyed our ability to build the things that protect ourselves, we've also given the Chinese Communist Party writ to essentially control our freedoms.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really spooky. Back when, you know, I've been doing this a long time, back when I saw that they were making parts for our weapon systems, that really disturbed me greatly. I don't know how we got to that point where we would allow them to do that. That just seems a little ludicrous, you know, kind of crazy, doesn't it?
Well, it is absolutely crazy. You're going to, this is really going to blow your mind. So next year, retirement funds of our military, the retirement program that I was paying into when I was still on active duty, are going to start sending the retirements of our military members to China to help them build their weapons. So we of the military are going to be investing in their weapons. Now, what's really going to blow your mind is that that's going to happen for the military members in 2020. It's already happening for everybody else's retirement funds. So everybody else's retirement funds in the country, all the institutional investors are pouring money into China to the tune in the next year of $400 billion. Not only will it go to build weapons and build the Belt and Road initiative that they're building out within the Eurasian landmass, it's also going to essentially steal our own technology so that our money gets poured into China. They turn around and take that money and buy our companies that have new technology. So it's really it's a sad state that we're in. It's primarily supported by the nation's elite, the financial, the academic, the political, the corporate elite of the country that are being paid off by the Chinese Communist Party.
Wow. So we're basically sending our money so they can have the ability, if they want to overpower Americans. Because I know their weapon systems now, their new technology, is geared towards one thing, and that's to be able to defeat the American military. So, you know, it's kind of like we're making our own rope to hang ourselves, right?
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, when I was the defense attaché in Beijing back in 2017, there was a hypersonics conference in China where our NASA scientists were essentially teaching the Chinese how to build hypersonic missiles. And so, you know, our scientists, our bankers, our politicians, our corporate leaders are essentially not just supporting, they're promoting totalitarianism by aligning themselves, essentially becoming allies of the Chinese Communist Party. And this has been happening for decades. And quite frankly, we just recently started to fight back. But, you know, even today, the president is currently getting assailed on all sides by corporate America and Wall Street to essentially capitulate to the Chinese Communist Party and give up on the tariffs and essentially continue to fund, using our retirement funds, our own destruction.
Yeah, that's insanity. So the trade war that President Trump has us in. You know, I've never seen let's go like this. I don't want to get political or anything like that. I don't care. I am a Trump supporter. But the problem here is with President Trump, you know, he seems like he's been attacked from everybody almost in the world. It isn't a wonder they are so angry, because what most people don't see, it sounds like what you're saying also, is everything seems to be more controlled by the elites than the people we put in Congress. Is that close, maybe?
Well, yeah, and really, it's about making money, and they've profited off of this close personal relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, and of course, the American people have suffered. You know, when I talked about those over 13 million jobs that were lost, they all came with health care and retirement benefits, And so the people that were in these jobs, that were in these factories, these over 70,000 factories, they were hurt. Well, not only did they get, you know, in return, really substandard products from China, they also got fentanyl. Fentanyl, which is a highly potent opioid that has been shipped into these same communities that lost their jobs and has resulted in, you know, the deaths of, you know, approximately 50 to 60,000 Americans a year since. So,
right.
And this, these drugs, this fentanyl is not manufactured by, you know, your standard drug dealer that, you know, is making this in a trailer. These are made in very high-end pharmaceutical factories in China where they either ship directly to you through the Postal Service, that's subsidized, by the way, by the U.S. government because of China's, you know, membership in the U.N. Postal Union, but also gets shipped through Canada and Mexico. So fentanyl's coming from China. It's not coming from anywhere else. Fentanyl comes from Latin America, comes from China, the precursors, and it comes from Canada, and it comes directly to Americans in the mail. And quite frankly, it doesn't. It's an addictive drug, but in a lot of ways, it's also 7 grains of fentanyl can kill you just by touching it. And so it's a highly potent opioid that, you know, essentially China ships to America for a profit.
Right. You know, to kill American lives. You know, we've recently in the news have heard of several different rock stars, you know, that died from fentanyl overdose. And, you know, it seems like a lot of people are in these homeless, like in California, you know, they don't talk about as much. You know, they want to blame the homeless situation in California on, well, you know, rising housing prices and things. But there's probably about 30% of those people are hooked on drugs, and it's opioids, and this is the predominant drug among them. So they're destroying us. And it isn't a wonder Trump's talking about it. Now, do we have any hope to? It sounds like we're shackled to China in all these different ways. Is there any hope that we can get out of that?
Well, the hope that we have is really the Constitution, and that is Americans standing up, telling their elected representatives they're not going to take it anymore. They don't want, we should not have a trade deal with China. We should make the tariffs permanent because they have no interest in having fair and reciprocal trade with the United States. We shouldn't send our retirements over to invest in Chinese companies because, quite frankly, China doesn't allow that money to come back. So it's all gone. We've spent our investment banks, a lot of the recovery money that President Obama put into supposedly that was going into our economy actually was lent by our bank to China to build real estate in China. They've got 64 million empty apartment units because, quite frankly, they built these huge ghost cities over there where nobody lives in these cities. And it was all to keep the Chinese people employed so the Chinese Communist Party could stay in control. So we've lost that money. And because the trade war is making it difficult for the Chinese Communist Party to earn dollars, they've convinced MSCI, which is the indexer that all the institutional investors, the retirement funds, and the university endowments in the country follow. They've coerced them to increase their weighting in Chinese stocks. And so what's happening is $400 billion is flowing into China as we speak. $400 billion, by the way, from our retirement funds that we'll never see again. And, you know, the president is getting assailed right now by Wall Street because they make a fee on every one of those stock sales, of those Chinese stock sales. He's getting assailed because, you know, what Marco Rubio has now in the Equitable Act is a bill saying we're not going to send our people's retirement funds over there anymore because right now there's no requirement for those Chinese companies to meet any audit or transparency requirements, the same as what we would require for a U.S. corporation like Intel or Microsoft. So this is a terrible travesty. It's perpetuated by this nation's elite, and it's time for the American people to stand up and fight.
Yeah, amen. And that's why I enjoy President Trump. So, you know, we wouldn't even have known a lot of these things that are going on, you know, had not we got President Trump. But I saw an article today that says that, you know, we thought that China was really going to make a trade deal with us, but they withdrew it. But the article I read said they never planned on it in the first place. It was just something to buy time, hoping that we would get a different president. So we shouldn't look for any kind of a trade deal to happen until after the election. But, you know, this is just insane. I never knew this about, you know, the retirement benefits. And I did know it about the electronic components, which really drives me crazy, because you pay a communist country to build your electronics. They could just simply give you bad electronics and your plane will crash. Back to you.
No, that's exactly right, and that's the challenge that we face as Americans today, and why that you know this next election is going to be so important. Whether it's a Republican or Democrat, really doesn't matter. Is do they stand up for America and prevent the Chinese Communist Party from essentially destroying this country?
Yeah, amen. Has this book made it out? Actually, made it out yet? I know on one thing
out.
I read it. Said
yes,
it was
you can buy it on Amazon or really anywhere books are sold. It is it's available, and it's a really I made it a very quick read, so you can finish it in about 5 or 6 hours, and you have a complete understanding of what the national security strategy that we wrote is about.
Mm-hmm.
You can really find out what's going on in the country and what else needs to be done.
Right. Well, amen. I'd sure like to read the book. They didn't send me a media copy like, you know, most of the time they do, but I wanted to really have you on. I haven't read it yet. I plan on reading it. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I let you go? But, I really appreciate this. You pointed out some things that I just had no idea about, and I'm sure my listeners didn't either. Back to you.
Well, you can find me on I have a website called armchaireconomist.io, and I'm on Twitter Robert_Spalding SPALDING, I'm going after the Chinese Communist Party, and I welcome any American to come with me and fight them, because you know the reason I got out of the Air Force, and the reason I wrote this book, and the reason that I'm no longer serving in the military is because I wanted to alert Americans, and if we don't fight this, we're going to lose our democracy.
Yeah, amen. Can you give me that first website that you said first again? I'd like to have our people make sure that we get it, because I really want. What I'm trying to tell you, brother, is I'm really with you on what you're saying. There's a lot of patriotic people that listen to this radio program, and I want to make sure I get these links out there to them, because we want to join you in this fight. We're already trying to stand up. So if you could repeat that, or maybe you could send me an email with them on it and I'd include it with the program. Back to you.
Yeah, it's armchair, like a chair, armchaireconomist.io. So it's like armchair quarterback. It's armchaireconomist.io.
Okay.
I'll certainly send you the link.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, you can just send it to pastor at messiahsbranch.org. It's real simple, but I really appreciate you being on with me. Maybe you'll come back and talk to me again sometime. Again, I'm sorry for the time thing. You know, that happens because we're in Central Time, and you're where, in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I'm in D.C., yep.
Fighting from here. Yeah, well, amen. I don't know how I could exist in that city, but we have a lot of listeners in Washington, D.C., but thanks for being on with me, brother. I really do appreciate it. I'll get this link out to everybody. We'll promote your book. I'm going to put a link to it on my website, and I appreciate you for your service that you did, and I appreciate you standing up, and like you say, you left the service. You've been in and out all that time, but you did it for the American people. That in itself is a patriotic thing, so thank you for being on with me. You be blessed, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right. You got it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, we should really support this book. I'm going to send out the I'm going to look up the website, and I'm going to send it out with this radio program. But the name of the book is Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. I know there's a lot of issues and questions that people were going, oh, man, I need to know this or this. Can you ask him that? Well, we only had a little bit of time with him. We'll try to get some more time with him as time goes on. We want him back. Go to his website. Tell him that you heard the program on prophecyhour.com, and so that you would like to, just let him know that you like it and ask his questions there. I'm sure he has a way to email him. But I'll look it up and I'll put it on. Now then, folks, absolutely. China, I had another fellow on here before that talked about how China is the greatest threat to America and the world, bigger than Russia. Everybody screams, Russia, Russia, Russia. But the Chinese communists, and that's what they are, is communists, that don't allow freedom for their people. And even over there, they've got an Orwellian environment where you have a good citizen's rating on you. If you don't do good, you can't maybe go to the beach, or you can't get on the internet. You can't do this. You can't do that. They have a rating. They monitor what you do. It's like what George Orwell said for the world would happen. But it's happened in China. If you want to know what they're trying to do here, if we lose our democracy, that's where we're headed. That's why this election is so important. We got to vote. Make sure that Trump stays in there. There's a coup going on of the American president, and it's just craziness. Even the guy that he was supposed to, the Ukrainian president, said it's nuts because President Trump did not try to bribe him. They're not allowing the Republicans to defend it in Congress or anything. You need to stand up. Remember, I said join the battle. You need to engage. You need to join the battle. You need to share these things. You need to get this book, share it with other people. You need to engage the battle. And if you can't engage the battle, support people that do and talk radio that does. Support American Voice Radio. You can do that simply by supporting airtime. We need your money for airtime so we can stay on the air and so we can get messages like this out. So pray about it. You folks are listening to radio. If you're listening to radio, that means it's benefiting you or you wouldn't be listening. So support radio airtime. That's what we need your help to do. And when you support radio airtime, you're also in turn, supporting the Wichita Mission Church. Now, Wichita Mission Church we're a home church with a building. I used to have a congregation, but when I started taking care of the homeless and poor, the congregation left. They wanted no part of it. So we get no help from any organized churches or government agencies, folks like you that supported us now that we're almost done with our 20th year. In June, we'll start our 21st year of doing the Wichita Mission Church, and it's all been by faith. We minister to people in a part of town people don't even like to drive through. But isn't that where the body of Messiah should be, is among the sinners, as Yeshua was? Isn't that where we should be? We are the last hope for so many. And brothers and sisters, we're all responsible to care for one another as we are brothers keepers. All donations, everyone, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. Again, if you don't wish to help with the poor, donate for any air time. That's pretty simple. They're tied at the hip. But also these messages are. So, you know, and the homeless, people say, well, that's funny, the homeless. No, the homeless don't even like to go in the place where we're at. It's one of the worst parts of Wichita, Kansas. And no, they want out of there by dark. You understand that? They even told me, they said, Pastor Dan, you know, cause when we moved over there 13 years ago, they said, Pastor Dan, you know where you're moving to? I said, yeah, I know where I'm moving to. It's an awful dangerous place. And so I bust some of them in and out. But, you know, so pray about it. Really, the homeless don't like to go there. The decent poor people that live in that area, you know, they move out pretty quickly once they move in because of all the things that are bad there. But isn't that where we should be? It's where they need us. We are a mission church. We're missionaries. Food, Bibles, first aid, so on and so forth. You can donate online or mail a check or money order. And you can call and give a donation over the phone, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. Now, I'll tell you what will really help us. If we get to go to this Feast of Tabernacles, I'm going to be among people that are like-minded people that will support this, that I believe will support the Wichita Mission Church. So we need your help. We don't have enough money to go yet. We have a deficit. So pray about a donation tonight or whenever you hear this. If we did make it to the Feast of Tabernacles that we have to travel to on Sunday, then we use the money not to blow it or anything, of course. We don't blow money. We'll put it towards the Wichita Mission Church or radio, depending on how you donated it. So pray about it. But folks, you really must remember there is only, out of everything, you must remember there is only one true God, and He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave His life for repenting sins, and He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and through Him, and only through Him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing, brothers. Here we go. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray this tabernacle. I'll send you the link so that you can pray with over 500, what did they say, 500,000 different Christian places that are going to be doing it, this Feast of Tabernacles. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, You would bless and keep them, and that Your face would shine upon them, and that You would be gracious to them and give You peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.